News and information about living with sight loss. From InfoSound.
Hello and welcome to edition 31 of InfoShorts from InfoSound, a brief weekly bulletin of news, advice and practical information to help living with sight loss, produced on the 29th of July 2023.
And in this edition, R&IB Connect Radio, pocket magnifiers, making light switches easier to find, the R&IB Talking Book Service and the Disabled Persons Rail Card, and all in under 10 minutes.
RNIB Connect Radio broadcasts 24/7 and serves up a mix of information, entertainment and interviews hosted by the radio station's blind and partially sighted presenters.
Across the UK on Freeview Channel 730 and on smart devices, this is RNIB Connect Radio.
They say that listeners can explore a diverse range of talk and music shows featuring topics such as technology, talking books, sports, accessible arts, vintage music, and emerging artists. As well as we've just heard, tuning in on Freeview Channel 730 and on smart speakers, you can also listen online or on 101 FM in the Glasgow region. And for those on social media, you can interact with Connect Radio on Twitter via @RNIB Radio, search for RNIB Connect Radio on Facebook, or make contact by email at radio@rnib.org.uk. And RNIB's helpline can also tell you more or help you to get tuned in if you give them a call on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999.
InfoSound.
Now, we have to be a little careful when talking about magnifiers here because, firstly, there are so many to choose from out there, and secondly, and most importantly, a magnifier should be tailored to an individual's eye condition and exactly what they want to do with it. So it's always wise to consult with a low vision advisor to make sure whatever you are buying will work for you. Ergo is one of the ranges of magnifiers made by German company Schweizer, and as well as the range of handheld magnifiers they make, and which UK supplier Optelec sells, there's also a selection of pocket magnifiers with magnification strengths from x3 to x14. These are non-illuminated, and the magnifying lens folds into its protective surround when not in use. The price of each varies depending on the magnification strength, from £24.40 for the 3x12 diopter to £38.11 for the 14x56 diopter. As mentioned, Optelec sells these Ergo pocket magnifiers, and they can be phoned on 0808 141 6008. That's 0808 141 6008. 008, or emailed at ordersuk@lowvisionshop.co.uk.
InfoSound.
So, to a simple but effective handy hint now, highlighting yet again how, for those with some residual vision, colour contrast can be really helpful when locating things or places around the home. And low vision advisor Anita Plant from the Partially Sighted Society joining us now. This is a subject dear to your heart. So, where are we focusing on around the home to make best use of colour contrast?
Light switches. For most people, the light switches are white, and a lot of homes also have white walls or magnolia walls or pale walls. So if you've got a white light switch against a pale wall, it can be difficult to find. So my tip is to border that white light switch with a nice dark contrasting border.
And how do you actually go about doing that, bearing in mind, of course, the electrical switch? It's something I presume one doesn't want to take away from the wall.
No. In my assessment room, I have a white switch on a sort of a pale cream-coloured wall. So I've simply taken some black tape and cut it around the light switch. So it's about an inch wide tape, and literally I've just done around the square of the light switch, just placed it around that light switch. So that gives me my white wall, my black border around the light switch, and then the light switch. Another point with that particular light switch is actually got six switches on, So when I'm turning off my lights at the end of the day, it's a bit like a disco because I'm pressing all the lights and they all start flashing. So I've used the bump on the middle switch as another indicator that I can go to it quickly.
Right, that's a bit like the raised dot on the 5 on a phone. If you've got a reference point, then you can locate the others.
That's it, absolutely.
And finally, just a quick thought. I presume that this would also work for mains sockets lower down on the wall.
Yes, anything that you need to make easier to see, to sort of draw your eye to. So whether it's an electrical socket or it's a light switch, and if you've got that white light switch against a power-coloured wall, add a nice contrasting border.
And standard sticky tape will do it. So there you go. Simple tip with a great end effect.
It does, it does.
Super. Thanks very much, Anita.
Thank you.
InfoSound.
Just a very quick mention now for RNIB's Talking Book service. You might not be aware that it's a free service, although there's also separately a range of titles available to buy from the RNIB online shop. RNIB Talking Book members have access to over 40,000 fiction and non-fiction books for adults and children in several accessible formats. You can choose to receive your Talking Books by digital download, and you can now get books through an Alexa-enabled device such as an Amazon smart speaker, on a tablet or on a phone. You can also get books on Daisy CD, one book per disc, or USB stick with three books per stick. For more information or to sign up to the RNIB library, which encompasses RNIB Talking Books, you can phone the charity's helpline on 0303 123 9999. That's 0303 123 9999, or email helpline@rnib.org.uk.
InfoSound.
Finally, this time, we return to the subject of the recently reported proposed ticket office closures at railway stations in England and at Glasgow Central Station. Details of what will actually happen have not yet been announced, but there is quite a backlash about it, should it happen, as it's been reported. Mark from Northwest London got in touch with us to say...
The inaccessible ticket machines at railway stations... They won't even give you the discount for the disabled person's rail card or freedom passes and things like that either. So when we go to the station, we can't use the machine. My wife is fully sighted. There's no ticket office person to give us the ticket. We can't use the machines. We don't get the right discount. So we go onto the train. The inspector comes along and we explain the situation. I produce my disabled person's rail card and freedom pass and say, by the way, to quote the Equalities Act 2010, public sector equalities duty, ticket settlement agreement, which is a new agreement, it's a breach of all three, and I say we pay at the other end when we get there.
Now, Mark mentioned there the Freedom Pass, which is a Greater London-only travel concession, but also the Disabled Persons Rail Card. Just in case you're not aware, this travel concession gives at least one-third off the price of certain rail tickets for the cardholder and an accompanying adult, where applicable, in Wales, England and Scotland. A one-year disabled person's rail card costs £20, but cheaper overall is a three-year disabled person's rail card at £54. And you can get further information about applying for a disabled person's rail card by phoning 0345 605 0525. That's 0345 605 05 05 25.
InfoSound.